sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that
reached out. Oh, the love of God projected an amazing grace, sovereign grace took over. Amen. Once we were lost, but now we found. Blind, but now we can see. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, we thank you. Even grace, the Lord, we have received this morning. Lord, we can look back last week, oh God, the week that has just passed. Oh, how, Lord, amazing grace was so sufficient for your children. They are going out and coming in, Lord. And Father, even as you have opened a new week, Lord, unto us, oh God, the same grace, oh, has brought us, oh Lord, this far from the north, south, east, and west. Oh, to gather right in your presence, Lord, to begin the week, Lord, with your in your presence, Lord. Father, is there any better place to be than to be in your house? We thank you for this grace, Lord. And Father, even as we have come, we've come with all humility, Lord. We've come with all reverence, obedience, The Lord, today, as you have made it, God, the purpose for it, the blessings that, Lord, you have for your children through your word, God, Lord, let us receive it in abundance, Lord. And Father, we want to commit the beginning of the service, Lord, our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands, we here and our children upstairs, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the author of the word, will take the word this morning and break them into a living bread, Lord, unto us. As, Lord, we surrender all to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you. We are still on our topic, Choose Life. Amen. We've already looked at the two laws. Today we will quickly just go straight to the two covenants. Amen. So as we are standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. We go to the first book, Genesis. We shall turn to Genesis 1. And we shall read from verse 26. We shall read 26, 27. And then verse 2, we shall read 15 to 17. Let's hear the word of God. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion, amen, dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the earth and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. And the image of God, in the image of God, created he him, male and female, created he them. Amen. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. And the Lord God took man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it, to be a watchman. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we sit at your feet, Lord, speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? So here we are. We've read one of the covenants. As we go along, we will see the second one. So the prophet in the message book, God's provided place of worship. The prophet said, God had a covenant with Adam, the first man on earth, and that covenant was on condition. Amen. That covenant was on condition. You have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. You have dominion over the earth. Every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, you have dominion over them. Amen. And of every fruit, every tree that was upon it, you just ate it. But one, praise the Lord, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. For the day that thou eatest of it, thou will surely die. Amen. So that was it. As long as Adam will live by God's word, not going to touch that tree, he has what? Dominion over everything. Praise the Lord. That was the covenant given to him. Then the prophet went on to say, Adam would have something to do in order to keep this covenant alive before God. See? He has to do something. And that is what? Not to touch that tree. He has got something to do to keep this covenant alive before God. See? He had to walk in God's way, keeping all of his word, not breaking one word. Amen. Because breaking one word or being disobedient. See, we come to that same word again. See, when we're doing the two laws. If he disobeys and eat of that tree, the consequence is what? Death. Amen. So that was it. Then the prophet went on to say, but then God made another covenant that was with Abraham. Amen. As we have already known, anytime we call Abraham, it's you, because we are the seed of Abraham. So, but then God made another covenant, and that was with Abraham. And this covenant was not on conditions. Praise the Lord. But was unconditional. God gave the covenant to Abraham with no strings tied to it at all. Unconditional. Amen. So we can look at the scripture in Genesis 17. Reading from verse 4. Genesis 17, verse 4. So God, his covenant with Abraham, let's look at it. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Now the change of name had to come here. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. Now listen closely here. He said, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Praise the Lord. For a father of many nations have I made thee. No strings attached. I've made thee father of many nations. Amen. And you know, we have also been made what? Kings and priests unto God. Praise the Lord. So the prophet went on to say, God gave the covenant to Abraham with no strings tied to it at all, unconditional. You see, I have already done it. I have already what? Done it. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Praise the Lord. So, as we've been saying, anytime it comes to Abraham, it is also us. Amen. So, it is for us Christians, or the seed of Abraham. The prophet said, it is not what we do ourselves. It's not what we do ourselves, but what he has done for us. See, Christ has been crucified. Not that he will be. He has been. It is a finished product. Amen. It is not what you have done. Not by works. No. Grace. Grace. So let's turn to Ephesians 2 and read from there and see what the Lord has done for us. See, because we are the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. No condition. So let's read quickly so that we can beat the time. From verse 1, Ephesians 2. And you hath he quickened. You see it? And you, he has already what? Quickened. Who were dead in trespasses and sin. Oh, God bless you for the amazing grace you gave us this morning. Amen. See? He had already quickened you whilst you were once dead in trespasses and sin. Wherein, verse 2, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That was what we were. Amen. You may say, but I was born in the message. I've never been to the world. My brother, my sister, you were born in sin. Right from the beginning. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's what we were. Amen. But verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he had loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Amen. Verse 6. And hath what? Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, where you are seated now, potentially you are in heavenly places, my brother, in his presence. Verse 7, that in the ages to come, which ages? That's the time we are living in now. In ages to come, that's the time we are living in now. Amen. He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. My, praise the Lord. Finished product. Verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself. Praise the Lord. You did nothing. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise the Lord. And verse 10. He said, for we are his workmanship. Oh, praise the Lord. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. See? There is a way to go, which we should walk in them. There is a way to go. In this covenant grace, there is a way to go. You don't play any part. Praise the Lord. There's nothing that you play. But brethren, this covenant grace, yes, it assures us that by grace we are saved through faith, and not of ourselves, not of works. It is a gift of God. But let us not be carried away on beds of roses, because of this grace, praise the Lord. This grace is a type of what? A pardon. It's a type of, you got to receive it. You see? When he said, grace, we are saved by grace. But listen, he said what? Through faith. True faith, as the faith that's receiving it. It's a pardon you got to receive. We've already heard about that criminal that was condemned by the federal government of the United States of America. And a friend was able to secure what? A pardon for him. But because this man was expecting that probably that pardon should have been on the letterhead of the presidency. See, it was on a piece of paper. That's what, because the president was out of his office. A pardon, but this man refused to receive that pardon. See, so when the president heard it, he said, a pardon is not a pardon until it is what received as a pardon. So grace that has been given, we are saved by grace. But he said, true faith, that's the receiving it. Amen. You go to receive it. Amen. So, this covenant grace is by faith. It tells you, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. So, let's listen to what Apostle Paul put it. Because grace. Oh, after all, I can do anything that I like because grace is there for me. It's a finished thing. But you got to receive it. So let's listen to Apostle Paul in Romans 6, 1 to 7. The way to receive it. Because he said, there's a way that has been ordained that we should walk in them. Romans 6, 1 to 7, said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Mm-hmm. Should we continue in sin? Because we are saved by grace? No. You got to receive it. And Apostle Paul continued, God forbid, how shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us, now we are coming to it, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death? See? Let's come to this understanding of what baptism actually means. See, baptism confirms you have accepted this covenant grace. Amen. The scripture says, baptize into Jesus Christ. Verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Some time ago, Precious Brother Eli was using this scripture. Amen. In the newness of life. You see, that's the way how you say, I've received what? That grace. It's a finished thing for you. Yes. My brother, it is a finished thing for you. We were all born in sin. And as we heard the other time, God will never condemn you because you have been born in sin. Praise the Lord. You will not do that. He knows that you couldn't help it in any way. But the thing is, he condemns you when you choose to remain as a sinner whilst grace is there for you. Amen. Amen. Pardon is there for you. Amen. And so the confirmation that we have accepted is that we repent of everything and get ourselves into what? Baptism. Amen. To accept this covenant grace. Amen. And you know, the baptism must be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is here, baptized into Jesus Christ. So verse 5, it said, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. See? Been planted. The acceptance. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed. Why? You see? Henceforth we should not serve sin. Go and sin no more. Amen. Grace, pardon. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Oh, hallelujah. He that is dead is free from sin. Amen. Oh, not that kind of death where you still have one eye opened, you see. Amen. Kind of death you still have one eye opened. You know, when someone naturally dies, you slap left and right. He won't feel it. He's dead. Praise the Lord. But if he pretends that he's dead and with one eye opened, you slap him, he sees the... Yeah. But at least slapped me. Then you begin to do what? Find a way to what? To retaliate. My brother, you are alive. Amen. You are alive. You are not dead. Somebody steps on your toe and thinking of a retaliation, you are alive. You are not dead. Amen. It's a total death. Amen. Complete death. Absolute death. Amen. Amen. And it will be all the way how Christ himself also died, because you said you have been planted together with him. He died. Amen. And rose up again. Praise the Lord. The power of that resurrection. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15:42. How we are planted and then we are raised up again. Amen. In the likeness of his resurrection. How we are planted, as how we go into baptism. How we go into baptism. And we are raised up again. 1 Corinthians 15. I think verse 42. Let's see if it is the right. Put it, let me see. Yeah. It said, so also is the resurrection of the dead. See? The resurrection of the dead, when you are planted, when you go into baptism, so is also the resurrection of the dead. It is what? Sown in corruption. You sown in corruption and you are raised up in what? In corruption. Before going into the water, you are what? Your body, everything is corrupted. See? You are sown in corruption, and it is raised in what? In corruption. It is sown in dishonor, and it is raised in what? Glory. It is sown in weakness, and it is raised in what? Power. Oh, praise the Lord. It is sown a natural body, and it is raised what? A spiritual body. See, there is a natural body, and there is what? A spiritual body. Amen. So, brethren, we will put it an end here. Praise the Lord. So this grace, this covenant grace, you are supposed to what? To receive it. This pardon, you got to receive it. And he has shown us the way, a way that he has ordained that we should walk in it. That when you desire to accept this covenant grace, amen, where your sins, I mean, when you become as what? A son of God, a daughter of God. The first step, your repentance, going to the water, you are sewn in there and raised up together with him in the same power of his resurrection. Amen. So we thank the Lord for, Lord willing, if there is time, we will look at the two tabernacles. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing grace. The Lord, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Lord, your grace, even because of your riches in love for us, O God. Father, you showed your grace to us and have accepted us, Lord Jesus, to sit together in high places with Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. As many that, Lord, will want to, O God, take this ordained path that, Lord, you have laid, baptism into your name. Lord, bless each and everyone. And as they are sewn in, O Lord, they will be raised together in the same likeness of you, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you for this morning. As, Lord, the song leaders and the musicians come, Father, we commit them into your hands, that they will lead us, Lord, in songs and praises and worship, Lord, to create a right atmosphere, O God, for the word that, Lord, you have for us today, O God, Lord. We are with all expectation, O Lord Jesus, that your word will touch every one of us, Lord, knowing us individually what we need, O God. So, Father, we commit your servant also into your hands, as he's still waiting, O Lord, in your presence, God. Father, use him mightily today. And the Lord, just take his being, O God, and be the mouthpiece. Use him, O Lord, in that way, O God, that your children will be blessed this morning. Once again, Lord, we humble ourselves under your leadership now. As we raise up our voices to sing and worship you, Lord, accept our praises, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Amen.